Joshy from Horsham joins us to find
He's never scratched.
A little something.
He just keeps on producing.
Over the weekend. How are you, Josh?
Yeah, fit, boys. How are you?
Very
fit.
Good.
Good.
Yeah. It's a strange answer.
You've been out running, Joshy.
Nah, you'd think, wouldn't you? Just looking good, Chuck.
Yeah, well,
just looking good. Okay. Well,
you know, some people are blessed, aren't they, with the genes?
Well, his confidence is sky high, obviously. What about on the punt? Have you got a few winners?
Yeah, we just two this weekend. I found it pretty tricky to find standouts across the country circuit. So I'd love to call all the country this. We're going Cranbourne and race 7, number 1. Now, we're backing up on a horse called Stella Mafeed. Now, we backed her about a fortnight ago, 3 weeks ago, and she reared in the air and then got checked, and I think she was about 10 lengths last after 150 metres. She recovered. It was only beaten 2 lengths. It was a massive run. She only needs to begin cleanly here. And she'll win this race. So that's race 7, number 1.
No, it's race 7, number 6. She's drawn barrier
number
1.
Six, sorry, barrier 1.
Yep.
Yes, race 7, number 6.
So $5 chance.
Yep, and we'll roll that into Avoca tomorrow. Now, you better check my number after that effort. I'm going race 9, number 4, Mighty George, who knocked over his maiden pretty comfortably at Horsham last start, just jumped to the front and won, but which was a pretty good recipe that day. But the start before, back to a mile, it ran second behind Active Duty. Now, Active Duty was an odds-on favourite that day, and it's since run really well twice up in grade. I think this is one of those 0-57 races at Avoca where Mighty George can do the same as he did at Horsham, just jump to the front and run them off their legs. So I'm going with that. Race 9, number 4, Mighty George.
Beautiful. So Cranbourne tonight, race 7, number 6, in Avoca tomorrow, race 9, number 4. Joshy, you have a great weekend.
I will. You too, boys.